Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey fam, this is Levins.
And Angus. I'm still here.
No, you're not here.
No, I'm still here.
Get out of my house. We just recorded two episodes of Hey Fam. You can hear one of them over at our Patreon, which is patreon.com/heyfam. It's about celebrating 30 years of the World Wide Web and our first experiences on the internet.
Fuck yeah.
Of course, you get two episodes of Hey Fam every week if you support us on Patreon. But the episode you're about to hear is all about, eventually it's all about
MCU.
We rank all of our favorite MCU movies from worst to best.
But we talk about the Michael Jackson and R. Kelly shit. So
just for a little bit, and I don't know. I know that maybe some people are triggered by that. So just leaving you a little content.
We're being really friendly and woke. We want you to know we talk about abused kids, not in a lighthearted way.
But Angus does a rap about them.
Well, only because my dad made me, and I'm a French kid who's 5. Do I do a rap? No, I don't.
Don't worry. You don't do a rap about abuse.
No, but
kids.
We talk about MJ and shit, and we know that shit's...
In a semi-comical manner, and if that's something that sounds awful to you...
Should we even do this?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. We'll do it. Yeah. If it sounds awful to you, just letting you know that's what happens in the first
skip
half.
Skip to the MCU bit.
I'm a big fan of what we did before it, though.
Yeah, I'm proud to the point
Your rap was incredible.
My rap will... Yeah. They'll never take my rap.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hi, everybody. This is Archie. Welcome to Hey Fam. Enjoy your morning.
If you're Metro, I don't trust you. I'm going to show you.
Hey Fam, welcome to Hey Fam. My name is Levins.
My name is Angus Truscott. Mouth was in the glass. No, that doesn't make a difference.
Drink. He's ventriloquist act. He didn't move his mouth.
I was trying to say under the sea. It came out as... Do you remember... Did you ever trick people in school and get them to say phrases by holding their tongue and it made them say funny words?
If you say...
I'm a pirate ship.
I was born on a pirate ship.
That goes,
I was born on a pirate ship. And the other one was marbles are red. Do it.
Marbles are red.
My balls are red.
Oh, that's good.
It's real funny.
I don't remember. I was born on a pirate ship. The ones that basically made you say that you were something very bad. You know when someone asks you to hold your tongue and then say something? It's not going to be good.
My favorite one was...
It wasn't I'm a nice, trusting friend.
There was, do you know if your hand is...
I swallow in your face, you got cancer.
And then you would hold your hand.
And then you just smash it in your head. Yeah, I love doing that one to people.
Yeah,
usually classic. Younger people and always my cousins.
Straight in the nose. Which
blood.
Just tears from your eyes immediately.
Yeah.
I used to do
that one to my cousin a lot.
And then there was one that was just smell the cheese, and you put your hand out.
It's not cheese, it's
palm,
your fist.
And then your fist up there, feel the cheese, and then punch, bang.
I remember one, you'd get your hands together so what I'm doing now is touching my fingers.
Like I'm making
like a gate.
Yeah.
And you go, open the gate.
Pick some flowers.
And you go, pick some flowers, and you're like, how many did you pick? And they're like, 6. You're like, well, you've got 6 boyfriends. It's okay. And that was it. There was nothing else. It was just literally
you.
Informing somebody they had 6 same-sex partners.
Honestly, we did strictly hetero flower.
You know what? I think it was hetero first.
But back then
when you go to high school.
Well, we were young. We were
you doing this in college.
Totally. in your dorm.
Then you start getting a little rude and a little bad and start using... sexual relationships as slurs, which you should never do.
When I was in primary school, it was way more embarrassing to be told that you had
girlfriends. Got a girlfriend. Oh yeah, I remember saying in kindergarten I was going to marry my friend Tim Veach because we're just best friends. We're like, yeah, we want to get married. It's awesome. I'm naming and shaming him. I can't find him. I look him up every now and then.
Tim,
if you're out there, we're getting married. What did you vote? We are an inclusive podcast. Fam is neither he or she pronouns.
Do you want to pick some flowers?
Yeah, sure, man. What you got?
Open the gate, Angus.
Okay, I've opened.
How many flowers did you pick?
I picked one, and that's for you, my boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
My boyfriend, Levins. Our 80% skewed gay audience right now are loving this. We have, like, literally, we're the only podcast that gets sexual preference statistics with our analytics.
We don't know how. We don't know why.
Everyone is overwhelmingly gay. It's amazing. I'm wondering what the appeal is.
Actually, at our live show, like, the front row was all gay.
It was technically a gay pride rally. Like, if there was any more sitting in that front row, we would have had to register it with the council and the Mardi Gras committee. Seriously, it was overwhelming. It was oozing with gay, and I could be happier.
What did you guys do at your gay pride rally? Oh, we listened to these two guys talk about Kevin Smith for 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, is Kevin Smith a pro-gay? I can't, absolutely not.
Kevin Smith.
We're getting to it.
We're going to get there. We're still talking about
how gay our audience is. It's awesome. It's great. We've basically got the...
Like, our audience literally every morning opens the gates, picks 17 flowers, 17 boyfriends.
And you too can open the gate and pick 5 flowers and send them our way every month to join our exclusive Patreon feed. If you're straight too, that still works. We're going to get to the point now. You know when like... people get famous and shit and like they hire bikey gangs to like escort them around for protection.
Yeah.
I want us to get like just the gay mafia to start like following us around. When we inevitably reach a certain level of fame, just want our boys and
girls,
boys and girls on big bikes, just cruising around protecting us, like straight up number one protection.
Just yeah. Us on a float with them.
Same way we protect them with 2 podcasts a week because they... I don't know. No, I don't know what we're saying. We've gone off script.
Do you want to get straight into Kevin Smith or should we...
You know, my friend came into contact recently and said they actually got the strength to come out because they subscribed to our Patreon.
Oh, yeah, of course. Very true. Yeah, yeah.
If you want to change.
My grandparents were going to vote no.
Until they signed to the Patreon.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's wild. It's wild what it does. What it does?
I'll
get you another episode a week.
If
are they as good as this one? Almost sometimes.
If 20 people sign up in the next hour, we'll officially change the podcast name to Gay Fam.
For a month. Gay Pride Month.
Every month. Every month.
Well, every month's Gay Pride Month in the front row of a Hey Fam live show. Just want to know what the appeal is. You've got kids. You're on the record of having straight sex.
I think
2 instances at least.
I think we talk about like geeky shit. That is like.
Do you want to stop what you're going to say?
What's that?
I was just joking. I was like, are you about to say gay people and geeks?
No, I'm saying that like there aren't many avenues where you can talk, where you can hear people talk about video games and comic books and comic book movies,
especially
and
on podcasts,
that kind of stuff. But no, there aren't many avenues where you can hear it where the people aren't like horrible talking about it.
Well, you and I don't have facial hair. That's the
point. You can't like.
Is that? It sounds
that's like that's freshly
that's
shaved shovel. Stubble. Stubble. Angus just licked my stubble. But there's no neck beard down there.
Stubble's weird, isn't it?
My
yeah, but what do you think of stubble on another person?
I'm like,
I feel sorry for the women I kiss.
Yeah, I kissed my daughter on the cheek the other day, and she said, "Daddy, your face is biting me."
That's exactly how it feels.
Your cat says.
Do you ever
all the
shave
time.
Your pubic hair in a face?
No.
Yeah, I tried it once. I think I didn't like it.
You think?
No, I mean, I think it was once. I maybe got a second.
Oh, right.
Bite
okay,
of the apple.
Sure. Yeah. What if you good. Just use the same razor you use for your face?
Oh yeah, of course. I was like a teenager. Like there was one razor.
Did you like at least trim the pubes down first with scissors?
Maybe. Or maybe I thought if I ever do it again, that's what I'm doing next time. I think I did it to compliment. A lady's also shaved.
Oh,
regions.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I thought you had to.
We
do
are
it.
Losing. I think I we're thought losing you, the gay audience.
I think no, I meant guy. I think no. I think I thought you had to do it because people in porn did it.
Oh, okay, right.
Because
sure.
like basically walking around with a calling card.
And did you enjoy it?
Like, no, it was horrible. It itched so much, and
right.
It like didn't look good.
What about were you like I gotta get it waxed?
No, I think I don't know. Because at that point, there was only a few years with hair.
Yep. Oh, okay. So point, you were really young.
Well, I was like late teens, like right. 19 or something. I was a late bloomer.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't get like pubic hair until I was 14 or 15 or something.
This is during your Neverland maybe 13, years.
Down at the ranch. No. Yeah, I was a late bloomer.
Are you watching that Finding Neverland documentary?
No, I'm not yet.
I don't understand why you would anyone would want to. Like, I get.
Well, we're in the like thick of true crime.
Is this like the new like true crime fad? It's like it's now I want celebrities to be outed as pedophiles.
It's
the same. Definitely, it's the same. It's the same thrill, right?
It's thrill. It's people getting off on trauma. It's like, you know what I mean. It's like people get off on trauma.
I feel like all like the most famous ones, it's like, yeah, like everyone knows OJ already sucks. Everyone knows R. Kelly already sucks. Everyone knows Michael Jackson already sucks.
None of it's a surprise.
Also all
it's
black.
Interesting. Well, yeah, that's another interesting problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a few critiques of it being like, it's dangerous filmmaking a lot of these documentaries. Because I haven't seen it, so this is my opinion, but apparently they're like, especially R. Kelly and the MJ one, they don't stack up as great documentaries. They're compelling and these people should be believed and they're survivors. But it's also quite dangerously made in that it's just like black man rape.
Sure.
And there's no, especially in the MJ one, apparently there's no like evidence or.
Sure.
Let's go deep. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Obviously, pitchfork piece.
Believing victims is important, but yeah. Surely these
things. Oh, we all know we fucked kids as well.
Like, yeah, I know that's
the,
like my
thing
feed.
Is, I knew when I was seven, like in the playground, that was
because
you
were growing up on the
Neverland.
Well,
I was on Neverland, and Bubbles and I were trying to get stage a coop and get out.
Your middle name's Blanket, right?
He dangled me. I taught him how to dangle. No, but it's interesting that obviously when you die, people forget that you fucked kids, is what I've learned.
With my Facebook feed is just people being like,
I can't believe this.
Having second thoughts about Michael Jackson.
It's like, dude, where were you in the 90s when he was like chowing down with Macaulay all the time and Corey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so weird. We're just like being seen in public, like eating pizza.
Yeah.
It's like hang out with adults.
Like tuning, yeah. Like,
like hang out with adults. How weird is it to not... I don't know. Maybe we're just more attuned to how weird it is to
start a podcast with your best friend that appeals to mostly gay people.
Yeah, do that. Get that pink triangle side going, you know?
It's so weird. Like, I don't understand, like, why it takes...
Well,
like,
so that's true. We weren't making jokes about being gay. Like, a large members of our audience are overwhelmingly gay, which is great.
Yeah, it's great.
I think it's awesome.
Because their money is worth more.
It's not as bad, actually. We should be charging straight people double. Maybe, you know what? Own up. If you're straight, let us know.
We're doubling your fee.
We're not halving the other ones. This is terrible. I can't believe this isn't the Patreon episode either.
This is brilliant. Brilliant stuff. But yeah, no, I was reminded. So everyone's talking about Michael Jackson at the moment.
The deal? Michael Jackson.
Man, I was DJing the other night. And I got...
At Neverland.
I got the most... It's a Saturday night. Like, this has been the weekend where everyone is posting about.
I'm
like,
not a DJ, but I hear that's the night.
It's the Saturday night is the night. But it's all weekend. Everyone's talking about the Neverland. Like, you know, everyone's discovering that Michael Jackson was
as a pedophile.
Yeah,
weird, right?
Very strange.
Did people just forget?
I don't know.
Seriously, what happened? Like, I knew.
Did they miss
that
episode of South Park?
Did they miss like the court cases? Did they miss? You know what I mean?
Did they miss the 2005 song by Necro and Ill Bill?
Which is, I mean, I hope that was presented in a court of law.
I'm going to put this. I found the most fucked up. When I was younger.
Someone sent it to you?
So I used to work at a radio station and I did a hip hop show. And so I used to get sent like just any rap release. And I used to get sent, I guess they were called like the genre would be like horrorcore or whatever in like the mid 2000s. They were like loosely connected to like LP, who is now part of.
I was going to say it sounded heaps like LP.
What's that?
The production.
Run the Jewels. So LP is one half of that.
Run the Bernie Sanders campaign.
he had an album out called Fantastic Damage in like 2001. And
he says the F word a lot in it, doesn't he?
A ton.
When was it?
Like 2001, 2002.
So he knew Michael was a pedophile at that point.
Definitely. He was thinking it.
Here's the thing. Everyone on that plane that flew into 9/11, they all knew Michael Jackson was a pedophile.
Exactly.
Everyone knew. I don't know how everyone
forgot. Maybe 9/11 made us forget.
Maybe it took a huge national trauma to forget a national trauma.
That's right. But so in like mid 2000s, there was this guy Ill Bill, and he was just like him and this guy Necro used to do like.
Do they do Ill Bill Volume 1 and Ill Bill Volume 2 as releases?
Real twisted raps.
It's like mostly your granddad's raps.
It was like them just kind of like describing gross things happening to people, like, you know, like torture kind of rap stuff, and then like
it's the stuff that your parents thought rap was. Right?
Yeah.
Like, but in terms of content.
And then one day I got this single and it was them. They did a diss song to Michael Jackson.
Dude, it's on my phone. It's literally on
maybe
streaming services.
Maybe I'll insert a snippet of the Ill Bill Necro and...
Why don't I just play it through my phone? It's right here.
No, because I don't want to have the F word blasted multiple times on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. This one's on the Patreon app. Anyway, it's the song if you're looking for it.
It's called Billie Jean 2005.
Billie Jean 2005, brackets featuring Mr. Hyde. The record's called Street Volumes Volume 2, 22 banging tracks. It's Necro and Ill Bill.
So it's just them calling Michael Jackson the F word and a pedophile, like, constantly. Over the top of Billie Jean. And this is
dropping like hella plastic surgery call outs, Quincy Jones references.
Like they
Jackson
shout out,
5.
They shout out Liza Minnelli and Elizabeth Taylor.
Gary Coleman.
Oh, you
made
Emmanuel
Lewis your girlfriend who sleeps in the woods. Gary Coleman, moonwalking and cold. You sucked
Macaulay's dick.
The lyrics are nuts.
But
look at this. This is terrible because we know there are a lot of abuse allegations as well, not only of Michael.
But also, like,
crimes,
the entire Jackson family.
Like, his dad, like, beating them all. One of the verses is, Joe Jackson beat you.
Yeah, but then the next line is, you better dance like James Brown F-word in red leather pants.
It's the most vile.
You're a made-up vitiligo. You're a liar albino. You
vitiligo
fuck little
is the
kids.
Disease that makes you lose pigmentation.
You fuck little kids, you pedo.
It's insane.
And then at the end, they just start saying, like, random things.
So how did you get... you sent it to me today and you're like, you have to lose.
They're, like, yelling out, like, you're fucking guilty. Fuck you. You swallow balloons filled with shit. And then at the end, one of them says...
Should we say content warning for people that don't want to hear about child abuse? We should say that now.
Okay, we'll say it now.
If you're feeling bad...
We're going to stop in a minute.
Yeah, if you feel bad and this is upsetting you, you can call Lifeline.
But
we'll go to lifeline.com, I think. It's duty of care.
The final line of the song is just Ill Bill saying, you have woman hair.
I mean, that...
the ultimate
saving
insult.
Saving his best for last. That's wild. That's crazy. I can't believe that's the song. Why isn't that doing the rounds again?
But yeah, so Saturday night, I'm DJing, and I got, I reckon, 8 separate requests for Michael Jackson. Like, no other requests that night. Just people coming and requesting Michael Jackson.
And then did
Michael
they
Jackson.
Say, have you seen the doco? And you'd go, no.
No, they were requesting I play.
They're like, can you play Finding Neverland?
Finding Neverland from the top.
Like, it's 6 hours. Please hit play now. Were you mixing the R. Kelly doco into the
I'm
Neverland?
Curious to know what the appeal is. Like, what...
It's trauma, man. People into trauma. People like the Ted Bundy shit last month. The month before was that one about the girl who was abducted by the next door neighbor. Like, it's just... There is like an industry of true crime now. Like, it's insane. And it'll burst soon. Everyone's going to be... calloused emotionally by seeing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's good to know certain things, like, it's out there, but it's just entertainment as well. I mean, these are real survivors and victims, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's great that their stories getting out, but there's another thing where you're just like, well, is there a level of exploitation? Like, how much does a production company, what do they care more about? It's a difficult thing.
Yeah, how are these, like, after they film the victims, are they then supporting the victims?
Totally. And maybe they are. I haven't obviously done that research because
it's... And if they are, that's cool. That's good. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah.
The other thing is, like, yeah, not only that, but, oh man, wait, what was I going to say? I forget.
Well, but like the greater public who go to Three Wise Monkeys on a Saturday night in Sydney.
Play Man in the Mirror.
They don't care. They're like, oh, everyone's talking about Michael Jackson, I assume, because...
Having a hard time separating... having a very easy time separating art from the artist, which you should never do for Hey Fam. We want to be held accountable for... never separate us from our podcast. Ever.
Man, so that gig, I got booked to play a 90s set.
Yeah.
And
so what you got in there? The album Dangerous by Michael Jackson. History by Michael Jackson. The R. Kelly sound.
The whole thing is billed as a 90s party.
Yeah. which is your thing.
I mean, regrettably, it is sometimes my thing because I do the 90s tours all the time. It's a good way to like charge a bit more and be like, yeah, I'll do a 90s set. It costs this much. But sometimes...
Because I'm the only person in the world that remembers the
90s. No one else remembers the 90s except
yeah,
me.
That's such a good skill.
But it was at this...
you have a very particular set of skills.
This club called Three Wise Monkeys, which was...
Hey, we don't call them clubs. We call them koshers. It's 2019. We carry coaches, not clubs.
It was like 100 meters from where my restaurant used to be on the very, very busy corner of George Street in Sydney.
It's a weird-ass pub, right?
Have you ever been inside?
No, but we spoke about last week. My friend got kicked. Actually, who I had a night out with recently,
Kika,
for fingering a girl in there.
That's right. Oh, my God.
That was what the trigger warning was for that.
Unfortunately, no fun action like that.
I mean, that would have made your night better.
On the dance floor.
Yeah.
Just, I love seeing that happen on the dance floor.
Yeah, he wasn't even on the dance floor.
My favorite dance move. Yeah. So I get there to play this 90s set, and on the stage,
yeah,
It's like this multi-level venue. It's it's like kind of backpacker, but kind of... It's definitely,
I always thought it was a backpacker.
It's a traveler bar,
it's like
for
a,
sure.
Yeah. And because it's smack bang in the middle of Sydney's main road. And besides the McDonald's across the road, is the only thing open after nine, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I get upstairs and...
Nine years of roadworks out the front at the moment? Year nine?
You're going for at least 13.
I swear they've been doing that since 97. They're
building
with the Olympics.
Tram. We don't need a tram.
Well, they had one and then they tore it up and now they bring it back. This is what they do. There's one in Parramatta I was reading today.
Yeah, they're building a light rail in Parramatta too.
That they tore up in the 60s.
And then they're building it
back.
This
is what
they
do. It's amazing. This is local government for you. Government.
Don't get anger started on local government.
No, I'm talking state government. I'm zooming out.
Who are you voting for in 2 weeks' time?
A 90 set.
Palestine.
A 90 set. Yeah. I'm voting for... is it between which doco we need to watch?
So I get upstairs. I'm like, okay, cool.
Six Flowers.
It's going to be a 90s party.
Yeah.
You're voting for Six Flowers.
I'm writing Six Flowers, Six Boyfriends.
Great.
Six votes.
That's
voting under the line.
There is a trio up on stage.
Yeah.
And they are...
stage is upstairs, yeah?
Yeah. And they're saying... it's like there's a DJ, there's a guy playing congas, and then a guy playing saxophone.
So it's the Donkey Kong Country soundtrack? Because that literally sounds
A 90s party. They're playing like two-year-old EDM, but with a saxophone playing over the top of everything. Just like non-stop smoke machine. It's like 11:30.
Who is it?
They're called Sax Beats.
Yeah, wow.
Like just blaring saxophone over.
Sounds
EDM.
Like they sax dick.
And I went, and I went in. I like asked a security guard. I'm like, hey, I'm DJing. Is there like a promoter or something I can speak to? Because I'm not sure if this is the room I'm playing in. Because I'm meant to be playing a 90s set. And then they went and got the promoter. And I was like, am I playing here?
Hey, do you remember the 90s?
Yeah. Cause this, I do. I'm the only guy that does.
That's the only guy that does. This is not the 90s.
And she was like, yeah, you're playing here after these guys at midnight. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I thought it was a 90s party. And she was like, oh, yeah. You should still play 90s. I'll go tell these guys to start playing 90s. And I was like, okay. There was like 15 minutes left of their set. And they played a 2012 song.
Yeah.
Duck Sauce's Barbra Streisand.
In their defense, Barbra Streisand was definitely functional in the 90s as an actor.
With the guy playing saxophone, like...
Remember that music video where just like, how many slightly relevant people can we get to say the word Barbra Streisand?
Yep.
Yeah. Who was it? Was Bubbles in that?
Blanket was.
I taught him how to dangle. Never forget that.
Teach me how to dangle.
Dangle me like one of your French girls.
Angus Swag District.
Dangle me like one of your French girls. A Jack.
But yeah, so I come on after them. And the thing about like a 90s party is that like it has to be one from the start.
You need beans.
A party just can't become a 90s party.
Yeah.
So they've booked me and they want to play like a 90s set. And so everyone has been like losing their minds.
You can't chuck on Len Steal Your Sunshine after Barbra Streisand.
With a live saxophone.
Yeah.
And whatever. I just kind of go for it.
It sounds like Funky Kong or like something.
Everyone just kind of stares at me like, oh, why does this guy keep playing Aqua Song?
Yeah, who's this loser?
It was so wild.
You're like, I was in the 90s. This is what it was like.
You guys remember this one?
Remember the guy on South Park that was frozen from 96?
Yes.
That was great. That's really funny. A guy that's like frozen for 2 years.
And like one of the first things he sees is Marilyn Manson singing. And he's like, I just smelled your britches and they're stinky.
Yeah, that's a great episode. He's wearing like flannelette, like a flannelette shirt and... into like the Indigo Girls or something. Like
I loved when South Park was so gag heavy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened? You played the set?
I played like 90s shit for like an hour and then I just went back to like, you know, commercial R&B.
Saturday. What was I doing Saturday?
You got kicked. You were with Kiko.
Oh no, that was on Thursday night.
You had a massive Thursday night?
I'm into weeknights out.
You had a rager.
Well, it wasn't a rager.
You were out until what time?
Oh, like midnight.
Oh, I thought you were out until 6 a.m.
Oh, no, that was a birthday party.
When?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
I'm getting your rages mixed up.
Weeknights, I stay out till midnight. Weekends, it's a bit of a sun comes up situation. I've become like ham this year more than ever. I used to be the
John
first
Hamm.
To leave parties. John Hamm. Why would you not stay out late? but I had a fun Thursday night with my boy Keeks.
Uh-huh.
Big Kiko energy. We hang out like every 4 months. I think I've told you that. Or every 3 months we have like a night. And now we've had...
I feel like you've spoken about every hangout you've had in the last 2 years on the podcast.
And now we make them weeknights for our safety and our partner's safety. just so when we come home, it's suitable. Like we give ourselves like responsibilities. They're almost like anchors. Like we can't travel too far out in our boats if we are pirate ships. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we met in a bar. What we do, I think we've said we always pick like places we've never been to. And then the rule is like we get a drink at bars of places we've never been, which is quite a few. Like there's a lot of shitty bars that you don't even know exist.
Three Wise Monkeys, for example.
Well, that's one I still haven't. He's been Kiko's there. So we, been yeah, there. So we can't go there.
He can't go back.
He's ruined that for me. Like I can't go. We have to go together. So we went to this like bar near Darling Harbour. Like we always pick bad places, like areas where it's just like, why would you hang out there? You know what I mean? So most of the clientele are generally people who finished work and are like in suits and are like tasteless and go to these like terrible bars because they hate their lives like before going home. And we went there to this weird one which was like multi-leveled and very small. I think it was on a hill, and there was like it was like maybe 6:30 p.m. it's like the second place we went to, and it was like a team building exercise on, and we saw the company. They were all in like suits. They weren't like, they looked like it was a company that had money. We found who they were, and they were like a banking firm that's like being investigated or something by the Royal Commission. They had something to do with like the recent Royal Commission. So then we noticed they had wristbands on, and they were like getting drinks, and it was like a bright orange wristband. And for some reason, this bar had exactly the same colored napkins, and they're just sitting there. And we just like looked at each other, and we like grabbed one and just
it's arts and crafts time
under our like laps. So the barman, because we like folded and we're wearing long sleeve shirts, so we just kind of, it wasn't long enough to wrap around our wrist like a wristband, but we kind of would have it protruding out and like was thin and like looked like a wristband. We just put our wrists on the counter and be like, hey, can we get a couple of these? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then we're like, great. And then we like would go away and drink them and then come back and get some more. So we did that for like half an hour. And then, like, the manager found out and came and was just like, hey, guys. And we're like, oh, hey. And then Kiko's like, oh, yeah, can we pay for these? And she was about to accept it. But then we just started going, like, you got to admit, that was pretty funny. Like, why would you have the same color napkins as your drink things? Like, and then I think I said, like, if anything, you should be thanking us for finding this floor. Like, catch me if you can style. And then they were just like, well, on second thoughts, just get out of here. And we're like, we're trying to pay. And then, so we got them for free.
That's great.
But I thought, like, as soon as I left, I thought Azio would be out the front of a car and be like, congratulations, you've joined the team. Like, I thought it was so cool.
Like,
and
then, like when people hack NASA.
Seriously, I thought they were just like, these guys are geniuses. So resourceful. So disappointed. Like, the bar still got paid by that shitty company. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It wasn't like the bar was losing money. We tried to pay. We're like, we'll pay. And then I was just like, you know, that company sucks. Like, they're just like a Martin Place banking joint. Like, fuck those dudes. You know what I mean? So that was basically my Occupy Wall Street. It felt good, man. They went to heaps of bars. And then that was the
CBD
fun.
Bars are weird.
That's where we go now. It's just funny. They're full of the weirdest clientele. That either like young dudes who are fresh out of uni and bankers, or like old dudes, or tourists who are just like shocked that the city shut down and they're walking around at night like dressed up,
like looking for anything.
Yeah, and they're like in like nightclubbing clothes on a Thursday, like these, and in high heels, and you're just like, what? Why are you here? What are you doing? So funny.
Just trying to request Michael Jackson.
I'm trying to watch the Michael Jackson documentary and the DJ won't play it. He keeps playing Surviving R. Kelly instead.
To be fair, R. Kelly is much more of a prominent 90s artist than
true.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of them were pretty bad men during the 90s though.
So Angus, I want to revisit something we talked about
last
year.
Who had the best video game? Michael Jackson out of the two had Moonwalker.
Yeah, where's R. Kelly's video game?
He didn't get one. He probably had a Flash
Space Jam. Do you reckon Moonwalker is going to come to the Switch now?
I think, we're going to have to stop playing Moonwalker, guys. I think this is the bit where we find out we can't play Moonwalker
guys,
anymore.
My Michael Jackson pinball machine, his pick is cancelled.
Remember those dudes like in South America particularly who get plastic surgery to look like Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I remember seeing a documentary about it. That's wild.
So that's a way more interesting documentary.
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, are you going to just keep walking around like that? Especially if you made your son look like a monkey or like Macaulay Culkin. Like, it's not good. It was funny. There were two versions of the Moonwalker game. I think we spoken about this. There was a top-down... What is it called when it's not quite... was like Zelda style, where it's like three quarter top down.
Oh right, like isometric.
That was that was on arcade. I remember playing that, and then there was a side scroller.
I remember the Sega side scroller.
Dude, we can't play Sonic 3
because
he wrote the music for it.
Damn.
Another thing.
Simpsons cancelled that episode of him.
Yeah, even though they denied it was him for years. Yeah, it wasn't him.
It's him doing the voice, the talking.
But they credited someone else because of legal reasons.
And that's not him singing.
Yeah, they couldn't legally use his voice. So it sounded like singing. But they credited it to someone else, didn't they?
Yeah.
Just keep the lie going. It's a great episode.
Just say it's R. Kelly.
We're living in a world now where kids won't sing "Lisa, it's your birthday" to kids called Lisa like we used to at school. It wasn't even funny. It's just nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Yeah, it is.
Only you'll remember it because it was on in the 90s. You were the only man who will remember. But well, thanks a lot, Michael. We can't play Sonic 3. We can't play Moonwalker. What else? We can't drink Pepsi. Our heads can't set on fire anymore. I can't watch Home Alone.
I can't wear black or white.
You can't be tolerant of black or white people now. You're picking sides. I can't watch the Home Alone movies the same way.
I can't watch anything with George Wendt in it.
I can't go on rides anymore.
Right.
See at the theme park.
Oh, right, sure.
And you can't...
No one can study history anymore. That was the name of his greatest hits.
Yeah, history's forgotten.
Yep.
Can't wear military clothes. Remember, you used to wear, like, outfits with, like, bandoliers full of, like, fake bullets?
Yeah. You used to dress like a Vegas magician.
It was wild. Maybe Vegas magicians dress like him. I'm going to have to start wearing two gloves now. I've been doing this one glove thing for years, making it my own thing ever since he died. Yeah, it is wild that people forgot. Maybe death, I reckon death is like the best.
That's the end of the sentence.
Death is the best.
Maybe death is the best.
Maybe death, well, I've thought that a lot. Maybe death is the best clean slate. You know what I mean?
Because I mean that
people pick and choose then. They gloss over facts.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, he did all these things, but he's dead now. So let's remember the good he did.
Let's remember.
And forget all of the many, many bad things he did.
It doesn't always work. It didn't work for Bowie.
What do you mean?
Well, remember he had like... He fucked kids.
Yeah, but are people remembering that? I feel like people know that.
Where's the documentary? Instead we get the Warcraft movie. You know what I mean?
Well, no one saw the Warcraft movie. Maybe that's what that movie's about.
That's what it's about. Jesus. Yeah, maybe Blizzard and David Bowie's son trying to tell us something.
Okay.
But then again, our
content warning is about to expire.
Every musician, just look, before you go in now, just assume they've done something terrible.
And that's
you know what I mean? Like, that's it. Just assume.
Just get ready to just cancel them bad straight away. Just
assume that bad people can also write good songs. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be a good person to write a good song.
They should change that rule.
Well, your 90s nights would be a lot quicker. Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Just Len. I'm obsessed with Len.
You reckon Len? Len?
I reckon they've got a squeaky clean... oh, no, they were in indie bands. Indie bands are bad.
Are they?
Yeah, there's been heap, like Ryan Adams.
I don't know if Ryan Adams and the lead singer of Len who wore a bucket hat are that comparable.
The Len people are actually in Broken Social Scene.
Len people?
Yeah, wow. It's like a side project for some of them.
That's wild.
Well, I've got that kind of wrong, but some of the members are in Broken Social Scene and the Canadian, it was like started as like a jokey thing. It's like, but then I feel bad. I'm like, you know, when people do like doll wave porn and they're like, they pretend to do poor people things and like, don't joke about pop, write a pop song. Don't make it funny. You know what? But that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do irony music. Not like Michael Jackson, who meant every word.
Okay. Content warning is expired.
We're done now.
We're done. We're going
to Should we say something at the start? Should we just say we talk about PEDS for a bit?
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. We'll do a little post warning. And then we'll put it at the start.
We don't have to oppose. You got to warn before.
Right. Okay. I'll do warning a pre-warning. We'll record a post-warning to put pre.
We'll get your son to do
it. Wake Archie up.
Archie, say this into the microphone.
Archie, can you say trigger warning?
Well, look, when one trigger warning ends, another one begins. Because we're talking about females in movies, guys.
Well, we reviewed Captain Marvel last week.
Yeah.
We recorded two episodes of Hey Fam immediately after seeing the premiere. Also,
can I say one more thing? The gay thing at the start wasn't a joke. That wasn't a bit. We actually have... I want to make sure that didn't sound cynical or like a bit that you're gay. Being gay was a funny thing for us. It was just like we have a staggeringly openly gay fan base. Which is so cool. I want to make that... I just know that sometimes people think we joke about stuff.
Right, but this, what you're doing right now is a bit, right?
No, this is real. And I just think that's very cool.
Captain Marvel, Angus.
Yep.
We spoke about it last week. We were tired. That was a funny, like, I love that. I'm like going, unlike the last half hour, we were very tired last week. And
I can't even remember the second episode. What was it?
I don't know. We did Trump. We played Trump.
Oh, we literally played soundbite. Oh, it was the Tim Apple thing, wasn't it?
No, we haven't even talked about that on the AFL.
That didn't even happen yet. Yeah.
We'll save that for the Patreon episode.
We're the only podcast to talk about Donald Trump. And we realize, and then he drops Zach Gold the next day. No, we're not doing Trump this week. I don't think we are anyway.
We're going to do Tim Apple.
We're doing he changed his name to Tim Apple on Twitter. Did you see that?
Donald Trump
No,
did.
Tim Cook did.
Oh, right. That's so funny.
Yeah.
That'd be way funnier if Donald Trump did.
This is how much I didn't mean it, that I was actually calling myself Tim Apple because it's my name now. You see, today we're going to, he said that flying planes is too hard now. And he wants to change that.
What?
He's like, you have to be an MIT student to fly a plane. That's stupid. I'm going to make planes simpler again. Seriously?
John Travolta isn't an MIT student.
Well, yeah, maybe honors. Captain Marvel. Speaking of other things that fly.
Yeah, she flew planes.
She did.
I wanted to touch on...
back,
I guess,
in simpler times when you could fly a plane without going to university.
It's done really, really well. It's like the sixth biggest opening of all time. Something like that. I think I read that in a tweet that I instantly forgot the majority.
I think
of.
I read that in a fake tweet that I've invented. And yeah, you can find out when how it's going.
But the most important take that I wanted to hear from was Kevin Smith's.
We were waiting with bated breath, considering the big man himself got a shout out.
Yeah,
Kevin Smith's in the MCU.
I mean, you know who else remembers the 90s, Angus?
I tell you.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel remembers. You and Captain Marvel back-to-back DJ set would be wild.
And
you know who doesn't? Kevin Smith. He smoked so much of that dank kush.
That bubba kush.
Yeah, that he has no recollection of the 90s.
Sticky icky.
Yeah, he saw it. Well, he knew it was coming. They asked permission to... I read an interview with Kevin Fieri today.
Yep.
And he's like, oh yeah, we asked like Kevin Smith for permission because they had to get Stan Lee doing alternate takes of that line. So they had to like go into the archives and find like outtakes.
Wow,
to,
really?
To use that audio.
That's amazing.
So it's actually audio in the movie that was intended for more ads.
Wow.
Because he was very sick at that time. They recorded it that he couldn't like talk.
Yeah, right.
He just seen Finding Neverland and was in shock. And he too forgot about Michael's atrocities.
Yeah, so Kevin Smith finally saw the movie and instantly posted a photo of him.
Oh my God. Go to Instagram or Twitter or something right now. He looks like, you know that meme where it's like, this homeless guy found my mom's phone and keeps FaceTiming me saying he's my dad. I wanted to make that. But I was in the shower when he sent, you know how I take my phone in the shower?
Yeah, yeah.
And I literally had like, I was Googling like homeless man meme generator because I was trying to make it fast and I couldn't, and then I forgot to do it when I got back on my laptop.
So he's lost a ton of weight off his face.
To the point now where he doesn't look like Kevin Smith. Like he looks like someone cosplaying as Kevin Smith. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't have like the defining features.
And so he's got his tears welling up. His skin on his face is very loose.
He looks, and he's taking his hat off or something and his hair looks disgusting and sticking up. He looks like a homeless person who's just like been given $5 from somebody and they're like, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. It looks like the front cover of a Bum Fights DVD.
Seriously, it does. Man, I remember owning Bum Fights. We're not owning it, pirating it.
Well, actually,
someone I knew bought it.
Our Patreon episode this week, we're going to be celebrating.
We're going to remember the 90s.
30 years of the internet.
The internet turned 30. Well, Worldwide Web turned one. Yeah. Which is funny because earlier this week, I was like, don't it be funny if we just talk about like your kids. I was thinking about like kids won't know how hard it was to like download an album and the cover art and make it look good on your iPod. You know what
I
mean?
Because
they'll talk to like a fucking smart speaker. There's not even cover art anymore. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, this
they'll
shit,
be like, what the fuck's an album?
Yeah, exactly. And the shit we went through, Edmund Hillary style, to like just enjoy shit was, you know, we should be basically thanked for.
So we're going to be talking about Rotten.com, GeoCities,
Tub Girl.
Homestar Runner.
Yeah, these are on my list too.
That's our
the
Patreon
first
episode.
Porn you saw on the internet. You going to talk about that?
All right, sure thing.
First
oh,
time
I've got a great story about
first
that.
First time you beat off.
Okay, we'll go there, brother.
Wait, are they one and the same?
No.
No, see, mine's the same.
Okay.
Mine was like, yeah. Well, I'm not, I don't want to give away too much.
Don't spoil it, bro. Patreon.com/HeyFam. Find out the first time Angus beat off.
Yeah, well, what it was too. And it was so cliche. It's so funny.
I can't wait.
So dumb.
So Kevin Smith obviously loved
it. Was like Thanos' snap. Nothing was the same after that. It's just like half of me gone. I'd gone like pure. I was no longer pure. It left. A part of me left.
You should have aimed for the dick.
Yeah, I felt ashamed for like weeks. I feel so ashamed about most things I do.
So Kevin Smith loved it. We really enjoyed the movie, but I wanted to see where it fell in our overall rankings of the MCU. We've talked ranking the MCU
movies. We saw other people reviewed it as well. That when we saw it, reviews hadn't come out yet. We saw like an early screening.
Remember? Yeah, totally. Yeah. And that was
I've seen it again, by the way, since.
Oh, wow.
I took a woman as well. So but just, oh, to,
just a one off the
just
street.
To get my ally tick this week. It's like when George watches the movie with the black family and then calls his black friend in late. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was watching that the other night. That's what I do when I go out now. I come home at about midnight and watch like 4 Seinfeld episodes and then forget I watched them. But then that week I'll be like, oh, it was like on that Seinfeld episode that I watched. Yeah, then I'm like, oh, that came back. So dumb. I pay for so much streaming services and all I do is watch Seinfeld. It's so good.
I finished Barry this week, the HBO show with Bill Hader. Oh my God, man. It's like somewhere in between Eastbound and Down and Breaking Bad.
Yeah, wow.
It's fucking great. It's like there's 10 episodes.
Very watchable.
8 episodes of the first season or half an hour long. Henry Winkler is in the cast.
Long live the king.
Janet from Good Place.
Another king.
And like, yeah.
Queen, if you will.
And Bill Hader plays like a hitman right? That also wants to be an actor.
Yeah.
Like a shitty, LA street actor. It's great. That's theater actor.
Who makes it?
Bill Hader created it with Alec Berg, who is a guy who actually wrote and directed many episodes of Seinfeld. Perhaps ones that you've drunkenly watched in the last week.
I've watched Seinfeld sober a lot too. Like, it's not like I've only watched it drunk. I just want that note.
Yeah. You're such a Kramer, bro. What a Kramer thing to do.
I don't know. No, Kiko's Kramer.
Right.
We've already broken it down.
Okay.
I forgot who my George was. Who's pathetic? Oh.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah. Everyone knows who you're thinking. Everyone knows who you're thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who my George is.
He's thinking it.
No. Is Noon... No. Kiko's George. Noon's Kramer.
Right.
To my Jerry. And I'm very clean.
Oh, okay. And you do wear... You have like sneakers.
I have sneakers.
You pretend to like basketball sometimes.
Yeah. I was friends with an ex. The writing's on the wall. I love Superman. I don't. He's fine.
So I thought we could rank the MCU movies before Endgame comes out.
Yeah.
And kind of work out where we would slot Captain Marvel in. So I've got a list of all the MCU
Let's go
movies
in order first, and then what I'm thinking, we'll do our power rankings after, like just go, here's my list in order, but why don't we go movie by movie? And what I thought we could do is like, do you think it's a great movie? Like it's a good movie. Is it a good movie, but you wouldn't watch it, but it's part of the, like, is it a good MCU movie? Is it a good movie?
We need to have God tier as well.
But we're like God tier,
mm-hmm.
good movie. Good MCU movie, which I think are two very different things. Sometimes this movie can be a good MCU movie.
Definitely agree with you. Yeah.
And then it actually isn't that like, you wouldn't watch it out of the blue. You'd watch it when you're doing a MCU rewatch, which is what I'm doing right now. Not even at my suggestion.
Oh, wow. Chloe's really into it.
Yeah. She's like, can we start watching them? Because when I saw it again, the Endgame trailer and Far From Home trailer came on, which I wish came on for us when we saw the screening. It was sick. It was just like, yes, it's coming. Can we start watching this?
All the Fury stuff in Captain Marvel
already
got me so excited for how much Fury is going to be in Far From Home.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
It's so good.
I forgot what a great character he is.
He's so good
because we haven't seen him beyond the Infinity War post credit scene.
Yeah,
we haven't seen him
for a long time since Winter Soldier.
Age of Ultron. He shows.
Oh
up
yeah,
the
Age of Ultron. That's
so
right.
Yeah, it's all right. So God tier. Good movie, good MCU movie,
bad.
Fine, bad.
Trash. All right.
Yeah, cool. All right. Yeah. So let's start at the top, Iron Man, 2008.
That movie is marred with so much history. It is. I'm going to say it actually goes for me personally between good movie and God tier.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think without it, it's the blueprint. I rewatched it again. Like as soon as we got home, we started it from Iron Man, and I'm like, it's still such a good movie.
It's a pitch perfect origin movie. That I know we're so sick of that blueprint now, but this is as good as it gets.
Tony Stark is so likable,
especially when you compare it to Batman Begins.
Yeah,
I think it's such a way more digestible, fun movie.
Batman Begins is a brilliant film. I think it's a brilliant movie.
Yeah,
but Dark Knight eclipses it.
Yeah, me, I agree all with that, fronts. Sure. But
I do think Batman Begins is... No, you know what? Batman Begins to me I love because it is like... there's no origin movie like it. Doctor Strange tried to do it, but when it cuts, I love that. It's like a Nolan movie still, because it's like cutting through time. Like, you see him now as Batman, but you're seeing him also meeting Ra's al Ghul. You're seeing him stealing stuff from the streets. You're seeing, I love that it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're confused a lot. It's basically Memento, yeah. The origin story.
Doctor Strange, I think, combines Batman Begins and Iron Man.
And Harry Potter. Not Harry Potter, seriously. But no, Iron Man is pitch perfect. It's so good. Linear as hell. In a good way, like it's the perfect origin story.
Yep. It's super high up on my list.
The first post-credit scene.
Yeah, and like, you know, for all we say about it being like a blueprint of how an origin movie should be, it still spins it on it. Like, when he reveals, when he just says, gives the press conference at the end and says,
yep,
I'm Iron Man. That's one of my top five favorite moments in the MCU.
Yep.
It's so similar
to me to the... It almost is like echoed in the Homecoming ending when Aunt May walks in and says like, holy shit, and then the movie ends. Like, I love that, where it's just like, it's like someone revealing an identity and the movie's done.
Yep.
After like, yeah, there's so many cool things about it. Coulson, the shield, like the groundwork's there. It's Favreau's best film, I think.
Yes,
it's so fun.
Totally agree. Yeah,
it makes you like AC/DC for 2 hours. I think that's like one of the best things. One of the biggest kudos for that film is it makes you like AC/DC, and you're like, hell yeah, rock and roll's awesome.
Did you stay for the post-credit scene the first time you saw it?
Yeah, I heard about it.
I didn't. I saw it like opening week and then I didn't stay for it. And then I heard about it afterwards. Like,
yeah.
They were like, oh, there's an Avengers thing. I'm like, what? No way. Fuck.
Yeah, hella god tier. Good.
So now we move on.
My favorite thing, it has like that staple of another great origin movie, Batman Begins. A cast member that's replaced in the next film.
And
Terrence
it's
Howard.
One of... Like, there's very rare instruments. Considering how many fucking movies there are.
Yeah, it's insane how they haven't had more.
He must be like, why the fuck did I do that? But whatever. I love Cheadle in the role.
Cheadle, way better. Terrence Howard sucks watching it. The age difference is really noticeable between him and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe they're not even, but Cheadle and Robert Downey Jr. look like more believable friends.
Yes, definitely agree.
Terrence Howard.
Yep.
And him. He's just not that good in it. He got paid more than Robert Downey Jr. too, I think, for Iron Man 1. I was right. And then they didn't ask him back because he wanted more money or something.
Well, they cheated him out of his money. So after Iron Man, which we both agree is good to God.
Yeah.
Good movie to God tier.
Good to God, yeah.
The Incredible Hulk, I think, just a
trash.
Resounding bad.
Yeah. It's not good. You know what? We didn't watch it on this rewatch.
Yeah, I think if I was to rewatch, I've seen it twice. I don't need to ever see it
again. We fast-forwarded to the post-credit scene. Where it's Tony Stark.
So I don't even think it's a good post-credit scene.
No, but it's like, if we're going to watch one thing, we've scrubbed through it, so we watched it in a minute.
It's one of my favorite Stan Lee cameos.
Yeah, where he drinks the drink.
Drinks the Hulk juice.
Yeah, yeah. There are parts of it that are okay, but it's extremely underwhelming compared to other...
Like Liv Tyler is given nothing to do as Betty. And like,
But there's the General Ross does come back as Secretary of State in Civil War. So there are still like implications from it. And they reference obviously a lot in the first Avengers film.
And obviously, like, you know, we just talked about War Machine changing actors. Oh, and Super
Soldier Serum. It's the first time that's mentioned in MCU.
But, you know,
because they're using a Super Soldier Serum type formula. That's why they made the Gamma thing in this. But even then, it was like the universe was so flimsy in that. Remember when it first came out, they're like, oh, it's not really got much to do with Ang Lee's Hulk. But
yeah.
And it's so weird watching these because all of them have Paramount or Universal at the start. It was because Iron Man 3 is the first one made by wholly by Marvel Studios.
Right.
Because they're like, you know, renting the characters a la Spider-Man Sony style before them.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned that, you know, it is pretty funny watching the differences between War Machines, but it's nowhere near as crazy as the differences between Hulks, like Norton to what's his name? Why are we forgetting this guy's name?
Why can't we remember? He's such Mark a
Ruffalo.
Zaddy. Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo.
Heck, Edwin Norton's is such a strange
Hulk. When you first see his first scene in Avengers, you're like, oh yeah, this is what the Hulk should be like. This is what David Banner should
Norton
be like.
Bruce Banner should be like. Norton is such a weird choice. Norton ended up writing most of the script as well. That's again, that was like, it's so funny because there's more cast changes in the early films and now they wouldn't dream of recasting somebody.
No, totally.
Nor would you want to leave. It's at the point. One thing I will say, these movies got better, is what I've noticed on my second rewatch of the MCU.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They just got better. There were so many, like, subpar films.
Definitely. Including Iron Man 2.
I think not as bad as it's remembered.
Yeah, there's a lot to like about this, so I would probably put this in the fine category.
Yeah, it's fine. I really love Justin Hammer in it.
Yes.
Played by Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, yeah. A character that I wish would come back.
When I was watching that, I was like, oh, Hammer could come back.
Yeah.
Also, Pepper and Tony's relationship's really good in it. They're like, also, maybe headcanon, first appearance of Spider-Man, where he's in the Kid in the Iron Man.
Oh,
mask,
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
which Tom Holland says is Spider-Man.
That's right.
But Kevin Feige says it's not confirmed. Which I think is so, because it's in Queens. It's exactly where he's from, the Stark Expo.
Yeah. There's very clunky introduction of Black Widow. Like, it starts out fun and mysterious, but they then show way too much of her. And there's a really dumb, like, espionage scene with her.
It's kind of funny because watching that again was kind of funny because Happy's like, takes down one guy when she takes down 20. And he's just.
That's
like,
right.
I got him. And it's kind of like, I liked it because there's like humor to it.
Yeah, sure. You're right. Yeah. Yep. Mickey Rourke is no good.
He's insane. He's like Jared Leto insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fun. It's so funny.
My Bert. I want Where's my bird?
You know what? Take your shoes. Take the bird away. It's so weird that the third movie was Iron Man 2. Like, they already just like,
yeah, totally.
That's the second one.
And Coulson, such a massive role in that as well.
Yeah, Coulson was not in Hulk, but in Iron Man 1 in this. Yeah. And then post-credit scene was the hammer in New Mexico.
Yeah, one of my favorite post-credit scenes.
Such a good one.
I think I liked that post-credit scene more than the movie.
Yeah.
But I just love that post-credit scene so much. And that, like, that got me so excited for post-credit scenes from that point forward. Like,
they're great.
Then we have Thor in 2011.
Yeah.
Have you received rewatched that recently?
I'm up to we've finished Avengers.
Yeah, right.
We're up to phase two, baby.
So Thor has things I like in it, but
Chris Hemsworth's great. His scenes on Earth are funny. Like, I love that fish out of water shit that he does so well. He's nowhere near as good as Thor now. Like, he was being held back,
That's the
I think.
Thing. Yeah,
he
yeah.
looks fucked because he's got blonde so eyebrows stupid. In this and no other movie. Like, Avengers onwards, he doesn't look like that.
Yep.
Yeah, there are parts about it that I like. I like the Asgard shit. I like that it was like fantasy superhero for the first time in a long time on a big screen. Like, it was so not grounded and like really leaned into like Bifrost and traveling. Like, it was a big ask, I think, for you to believe Thor could also exist with like Earth. And I think it does a pretty good job.
They pull it off, but it's not a
great movie.
It's not a movie that I like revisiting.
No, it's so odd. So like Kenneth Branagh directed it and stuff. It's so strange. Like, I would put it between okay movie. Like, it's okay movie.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it's a not bad MCU movie.
I think a lot much highly of the next one, which is Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah, Cap's the person who's had, like, the most consistency, I think, with his standalone films.
Yeah, that one's directed by, like, what's his
Joe
name?
Johnson.
Joe Johnson, yeah.
He worked on Empire and Rocketeer and stuff like that.
Did he do...
He was, like, he designed a lot of the Star Wars.
Did he do Jumanji?
No, he designed Boba Fett.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was like a behind the scenes guy. He did a lot of concept art for Star Wars.
He did Jumanji.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
There you go. He's like
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Jumanji, Jurassic Park 3, which is one of a movie that I defend.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Is Rocketeer in there?
Yeah, Rocketeer's in there too.
Dude, Boba Fett design is like, that's your guy.
Yeah, well,
he did that dumb new Nutcracker movie.
Yeah, he's done his movies since Captain America don't sound very good.
What is there since it?
Not Safe for Work.
Yeah, wow.
I don't even know what that is. The Nutcracker in the Fall Realms. And he's only the director of reshoots. So he was a co-director of that.
Oh, did Bryan Singer do the first half?
And then he's...
content warning.
He's directing the next Chronicles of Narnia movies.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, it's a new Netflix series.
Yo, we talked about this recently. Pagemaster, the Macaulay Culkin
movie. He did that?
He did the live action scenes.
Damn, he's your man for live action stuff, basically.
But yeah, I think Captain America, the First Avenger is just a super fun origin movie.
Yeah.
It's very different to Iron Man.
I love
Man.
The period setting.
Yeah, totally.
It's great. It ties and really well and great.
A lot of time surpassed, like goes, it goes through a lot of time.
Visual effects will hold out well.
Yeah.
Shrunk down. Steve Rogers is sick.
Hugo Weaving
as Red Skull is inspired.
Yeah.
Such a shame he didn't return. So
he fucking hated it. He didn't want to.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because
I'm like, dude, you're in the Matrix and Lord of the Rings. Like, what's so different
you're
about
in
this?
Three Matrix movies. Yeah. And three Lord of the Rings movies.
And three Hobbit movies. Like,
no way. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, dude, you'd love this shit.
Maybe so, this is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Because he had to wear that mask.
I think, yeah, he hated the setup. Yeah.
Yeah. And, all, you know, whatever. It's fine. What do we call that one? Like, it's fine. Good movie.
Good MCU movie.
Yeah, good MCU movie. Yeah.
Marvel's The Avengers.
Yeah. It's great. The moment we've all been waiting for.
So I think it's like, it's the...
It's like Iron Man 1 in that sense to me, that like, it was the first successful... Not only Iron Man 1 is historically like always be the first MCU. Without that, that would never happen.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. would probably still be on cocaine. You know, Jon Favreau wouldn't be making a Star Wars TV series. Like, that movie is such a, like, bizarrely big tentpole event in filmmaking.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And this movie is that again. Like, it showed, unfortunately, for better or for worse, that you could share universes in films.
Yeah, totally.
And the payoff is insane.
And the pacing of this movie, I think, is the best thing about it. It just moves so quickly, and you have all these characters all together. It's such a, like they just... When they all slowly get together, like that great scene where they're trying to like get Loki earlier on, and like
when
Thor shows up and
feels out of place or not true to their character.
When Thor's hammer meets Cap's shield, the
boom,
that's such a
sick,
excellent moment.
And it's just like, oh yeah, it was one of those like, oh, finally, it's like the comics where like you could be reading a Doctor Strange comic and Spider-Man comes into the comic and that's normal in the realm of comics. But because of shitty rights and shit, we know that like, you know, they wouldn't mention characters or go call on help from other characters.
It's the only movie where the ending is just a bunch of things attacking a city that I like.
Yeah. It was like the first of it in a while
that
did it well.
Because they give all the characters so many
shots.
Things to do.
There's the money shots. Those ones where it's like Hulk riding the worm thing and, you know, Hawkeye flying on one of the things, shooting people. You know those shots where
Hulk,
it cuts
and
around?
You know what? My two favorite people in that movie are Black Widow and the Hulk.
Yeah, Black Widow's great.
And they're two characters that I don't think had great moments in the MCU before that. And they're masterfully handled.
Yeah, you're right. Those two are sick. Yeah,
like Natasha's first scene where she's like
in the chair.
I love that scene.
Yeah, it's such a great scene.
So good, and it's like, you know, it's an extremely Whedon-esque.
I was about to say that
scene,
it
but,
reeks of Whedon,
but it's great. Yeah. I've always loved that scene.
Yeah, he seemed to actually like making this movie too.
Yeah, totally.
I'd put that in like good movie to god tier movie.
Yeah,
again, mainly for historical reasons. Well, not again. I think Iron Man's like a great movie. Like, to me, it doesn't look great. This movie, it's not like a particularly. It looks like it could be TV sometimes.
Sure, yeah, I agree with that.
Like, Cap's suit is terrible in this film.
The Chitauri are a stupid enemy.
Yeah, it doesn't look great, but I think that's more like Whedon. Like, there's no like. To me, it doesn't like feel like it is huge and a big event, but it doesn't feel like a great.
And
it film.
Cemented Loki as one of the best characters in the MCU too.
Totally.
It's not just about the heroes, it's also about the villains, which is something that they took them a while to realize even after this.
Well, now he's on one of the heroes, which is so funny.
Next we've got Iron Man 3.
I really like this movie.
We're in phase 2. I need to rewatch this movie. I saw it.
A lot of people hate it.
I've only seen it the one time at the cinema and I was super disappointed.
I've seen
by
it twice.
I hated the like teaming up with the kid stuff.
See, I was a sucker for that. I don't know why. It was funny. I loved the like stripped back Home Alone-esque Tony Stark.
I don't really like Iron Man in phase 2. So I'm a big fan of Tony Stark. Mm. And I really came around on him when we get to Homecoming.
Yeah.
I love him in Homecoming. I love him in Infinity War.
Yeah.
But in Iron Man 3 and then obviously again in Ultron, yeah. And then even in Civil War, I really don't like what they were doing with that character. Like, you know, how he was so changed by what he saw in space. Like, I get that.
I like that.
As an interesting beat.
No, I like that in Iron Man 3. I don't know about the other films, but I like that he is like having post-traumatic stress disorder because he flew into another dimension for a moment. Like, I think that's cool. I love the fact it doesn't ignore that, and that's like he's having dreams and he has like I don't know. I like that there was. They were like, you know, I liked that they were like, that was fucked. Like,
yeah.
And like, again, it was great because us as the audience, like, we know that as readers of the comics, it's cosmic Marvel. The general audiences don't know. You know what I mean? It's
totally,
not, it's not
yeah.
saying until we got Guardians and stuff. But I think it's good because it shows that, like, yeah, that is fucked. Like, it is fucked that there is a god on here. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I like that he was a normal person dealing with how stupidly cosmic things are.
I'm not one of those idiots that's like, oh, you know, the Mandarin reveal was garbage.
You could do the Mandarin now. It's fucking racist yeah. caricature.
I loved that. That's one of the things I like about that movie. I just don't.
These are adaptations, and I love that that adapted the character, the Mandarin, and took that route. I think it's so funny.
But I don't. Is it Guy Pearce?
Ben Kingsley. Oh, no. What?
I don't like the extremist stuff. As a big fan of the extremist comic, that's what I think I don't like about this movie.
I don't mind it.
Extremist stuff, and then the team up with the kid. I just didn't enjoy that.
The kid team up's not as significant as you think.
Okay,
it's not a long part. Like it's more that he has the Iron Legion at the end, and him and Don Cheadle aren't in the suits.
That's right.
And it's them like jumping onto the remote suits and like flying around and like jumping. It's that's like the big ending. And the ending reminds me of like Lethal Weapon with Iron Man suits.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch that one. There's a few on this list that...
Like, I like that more than I think people remember.
There's a few on this list that I'm going to like be like, oh, I haven't seen that one time. I don't really like it. But this next one
it's
is...
It's great seeing him losing. Remember the attack on his mansion where he's just like, they actually lose everything?
Yeah, but I think that's happened to Tony so many times now that I don't like it when he loses everything.
Mm, but that at that point, that was the first time.
I know, that was the first time, yeah. Something's burning. Hopefully it's someone else's house.
Yeah, right here.
There are a few MCU movies that like, you know, I've seen just the one time and maybe I don't like them that much.
Yeah.
But this next one is one that I've seen just the one time and I really liked it and I don't want to revisit it in case I hate it.
Yeah.
Because I remember this like seeing, actually like after the kind of disappointing to me Iron Man 3, I remember Thor the Dark World finished and I was like, that's more like it.
Yeah, right.
And then finding out that that's like most people's least favorite MCU movies.
There is some redeeming stuff about it. It's not great, I think. There was weird controversy at the start. It was supposed to be directed by the Wonder Woman director. It was going to be Marvel's first.
Oh, really? Yeah, right.
Patty Jenkins. And then
she went to some Game of Thrones dude.
Yeah, and it feels like that. There are parts that are good. Like the Loki.
The Loki stuff is so good.
Loki and Thor teaming up.
I love that the scene.
The blueprint for that.
Yeah, I love the scene where Loki is imprisoned and...
you see what he's really like?
Yeah, he's like projecting the image of like a very clean cell and that it's fine. Then he lets his guard, lets it down.
And you see
it. Yeah. Yeah. I love that moment. But
there are cool parts like that.
And then him betraying Odin at the end, I think is an amazing way to end the movie.
Underused Natalie Portman, they're like using her the wrong way again.
Kat Dennings. Just why is she in this
just wisecracking. Yeah. Oh my God, he's so hot. Like, yeah, you've said it every scene in the first and this film.
And there is that bizarre like there's so much that I know this is a bad movie.
Yeah.
So I would have said that Iron Man 3 is fine. And
I'd say it's what is good MCU movie above that?
Yeah.
I'd say Iron Man 3 is between good MCU movie and good film. Like I enjoy it. I think Robert Downey's performance is sick. But yeah.
Do you put Thor as bad? I put it as fine.
It's fine. Yeah, it's between bad and fine for me. Yeah. They're a good thing. I think the Loki Thor thing pushes up to fine.
It's also in England, your least favorite.
just cuisine. There's no food scenes.
They don't do any food scenes, so it's fine.
Yeah. I like part. Yeah, I think part of it's fine. I think part. Yeah, the Loki Thor stuff's great. And like the spaceships and shit, it showed that Asgard had like space tech.
Yeah,
which
true.
I was into.
Yeah.
Which that they've leaned more into now.
But the villain sucks. It's like one of the worst villains in MCU movies. Malekith.
Yeah. He's not great.
But he's amazing in the comics. He's going to be like the main villain in the next big Marvel event in the comics. But
He's not great.
Very, very one-dimensional in the movie.
Avengers next, right?
No, Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah. Well, God-tier.
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 Like, go-tier.
It was the first like Marvel
Somebody
movie.
Somebody that I used to know.
Where everyone was like, oh yeah, this is great. Critics loved it. People were like, 70 spy espionage.
Robert Redford is so good in it.
Yeah. World Council.
And there's just the action
great
scenes
twist.
In this. Like the Nick Fury scenes in this are so brilliant.
You believe the action scenes?
Where he's in the car.
The Bucky stuff's great.
Oh my
Winter
God.
Soldier is such a great character.
When
you see the eyes for a while, when he's got that like mouth
Yeah,
he's got covered in it.
And like how strong his arm is. Like he rips the car door off and pulls someone out.
Fuck, it's so good.
I love those scenes.
A lot, what I love, and I think I've said this before, it's amazing so much of it's set in daylight to make action look cool in the daylight and not rely on like, we're going to make it dark so it's scary. Like, I think that's such a huge plus.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's God tier.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Such a good one.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're split on this one. I think it's a great film.
For me, it's like, I guess it's fine to good for me. I've only watched it the one time.
Yeah.
I've
watched these
cases,
movies a lot more than you.
It's one of those cases of me having an expectation for a movie and then it not being like that at all. But
you were well actuallying it, weren't you?
I did. Yeah. I feel like I've complained about this movie on so many episodes of Hey Fam.
It's great. I think it's fantastic.
I need to rewatch it.
Yeah, I think it's a great film.
I loved the sequel.
It also, I think, since Avengers, it's the first movie that two has had big implications for the rest of Hollywood.
Yes.
Where they're like, oh, you can have funny, lesser tier characters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the music, all that shit, which we've seen pop up in Captain... You look, without Guardians 1, we wouldn't have Captain Marvel the way it is.
Yeah, one of the biggest things for me was like... and the people say this about a lot of the Marvel movies, is that I found a lot of the jokes didn't land in this movie. And this is like, you know, this is like the first like absolute comedy that they did. Like, first and foremost, this is like, you know, the most comedic one. And I found a lot of the jokes kind of lame in it. I need to rewatch it.
I mean,
you one day I'll rewatch it and I'll...
James Gunn doesn't put comedian in his Twitter bio, you know? Like, I'm not going for a Marvel movie for jokes. Like, I think Drax is incredible.
Yeah. I liked him more in
Groot
and
Rocket.
War in the sequel.
I bet, you know, again, it was the blueprint.
Yeah, true.
I think it's good to God tier.
After that is...
Fucking love it, man.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, I think it's one a fine MCU movie.
Oh, really? No, I think it's bad.
But I think it's between fine and not good. I think parts of it... the problem is it's aiming to be a fine MCU movie.
Sure. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's almost them going, okay, paint by numbers, what did we do last time?
It was... they did it so well before, I thought, connecting and building a shared universe. This one... and it seemed like it was a natural story that got there, when we know it wasn't. Like, it was, you know, the work of writers and people communicating.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, that glean and shame is gone for me, and it's like literally paint by numbers.
And yeah,
that dumb shit with like Thor has a vision about the Infinity Stones and comes back and informs everybody about the MacGuffin.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, by the way, there's six stones. I went to a bath and it told me.
And Thanos is coming.
Yeah, and you're like, what? Oh, and then Vision comes out of nowhere and he's like this overpowered dude.
I know. I like that Vision proves himself to everyone by picking up Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
I think that's a great moment.
It's funny.
Movie.
Yeah.
I
love the Hawkeye stuff.
Yep.
I think Hawkeye's the best thing about it.
Hate the Black Widow stuff in this movie.
Just waiting to score.
And the Hulk stuff as well.
What's the Hulk stuff in it?
Well, like,
he just wants to fuck Black Widow.
No, he just wants the Hulk buster.
He wants to Hulk bust inside Black Widow. But he can't.
Iron Man versus Hulk stuff is, like, I just find it's kind of boring.
It was just done for expensive shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, sets up Black Panther.
With the
Andy
Serkis
is in it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So wild.
I know, yeah.
Oh, and Ultron's made from vibranium.
Yeah, I think Spader did a great
Spader's
job
awesome.
As Ultron.
Yeah, Spader's great.
It was a bad plot. It was another
you
case
know
of them
biggest...
just being like, oh, Tony, maybe he's also a bad guy because he's not responsible. I just hate that. As
you know
a,
the bit
as...
I hate, and I know this is such a pet peeve, but the fact he's like, oh, I'm going to finally do my Ultron thing.
Of course,
Jarvis.
Yeah.
And you'd think for such a series that meticulously laid groundwork for so long, we would have heard it even in a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
But it's dropped on you in the first minute conversationally, like set in Avengers Tower or whatever. And you're just like, what? And that's the first time I was just like, oh, this is what happens when like you don't do shared universe as well, maybe.
Yeah,
like
totally.
They used to be so meticulous by placing like a Tesseract reference here and
yeah, totally.
Something there. But this is just like the huge subplot of this movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, good news, Jarvis and Bruce Banner, I'll finally be able to finish my Ultron project. And you're like, what? At least if this is your life's work or something, like we should have at least seen a, you know, Zack Snyder style, like a document on someone's computer
yeah,
called
totally.
Ultron
yeah,
in an
yeah.
earlier movie. Like just that.
Yeah.
But there are parts that are good. Like, yeah, James Spader, amazing. Great actor.
Yeah. And I love, like I said, Hawkeye. I love Hawkeye. How he's just like, I don't do this brain. He's like the only one that doesn't get brainwashed by Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch is terrible in this movie.
I think she's pretty terrible in the MCU in general.
Oh, I loved her in Civil War, and I enjoyed.
It's funny
her
in this
Infinity
movie she has
War
a Russian accent, and now they're just like, no, you're American now. She doesn't have any accent.
She's like a vague accent.
She's one of my least favorite.
Quicksilver's terrible in this too.
Oh,
and I hate,
sucks.
But I still hate that he dies.
I think she's terrible. I really don't like Scarlet Witch. I think she's the worst MCU character.
The power set isn't very well defined, but
we don't know what she does still. They haven't really told us. She tricks people sometimes, but also shoots lasers out of her
hands. Her breakout scene, though, when Hawkeye breaks her out in Civil War.
Incredible.
So good.
That's Hawkeye's scene.
And then like her like love plot with Vision in Civil War.
I'm into that. And I don't like the Scotland scene at the start when her and Vision are just like hanging out in Scotland in hotel rooms. That to me is my least favorite part of Infinity War.
So Age of Ultron, I say bad, you say fine.
Bad, but some parts of a refined MCU movie, like the setting up Black Panther shit so early and the concept of that, but generally bad. It's one of my least favorites.
Ant-Man, the end of Phase 2.
It's fine and a good MCU movie.
Yeah, good MCU movie for me. Yeah.
It was a nice change of pace. That movie was marred so much by its like production nightmare.
Yeah,
I thought
you're right. Leaving.
But there are some great moments in it. That even Peyton Reed came up with, like the fight in the suitcase.
I love
with disintegration
the
playing.
Yeah.
It was nice to go small scale and kind of funny. Michael Peña is fantastic in it.
Yeah, so good.
Greg Turkington. Paul Rudd's so likable.
I think my love of Ant-Man, both movies, is just mostly comes from how much I like Paul Rudd.
But also this is the case in the second one, all of the actors.
Yeah, it's a great cast.
Yeah, Raymond Pack, Walter Goggins.
We'll talk about the second one soon. Yeah. But yeah, obviously.
But it's like that movie ends up leaning on like how good its supporting cast is.
Totally. Yeah,
like, they do in this as well.
Michael Douglas, I'm not sure. I like that he's in it. I don't know if he's good in either of the movies.
I know I like him in it. He's kind of like grizzly, cranky old man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, come on, you're an idiot. You got to do this. You know what I mean?
Fuck you, Scott. I can't believe I got to pick you as Ant-Man when there's probably 100 better candidates.
You know what I mean? Like, why have I got a guy that's always arrested?
They're remaking Ghostbusters with women. You can't do that.
They're making planes too smart these days. Ant-Man, what are you going to do about it?
Tim Apple.
Shit villain, leather, yellow jacket.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah.
This is just like popcorn to me.
Yeah.
It's a good MCU movie.
It's like, yeah, I think so too.
Captain America Civil War.
God tier and really good. God tier for me. It's one of my top three, I think.
This is one that I've watched a lot of times.
This should have been this should have been Avengers 2.
Yeah, totally.
It should never
agree.
Have happened.
Yeah.
And this should have been Avengers 2. Like, this is a better Avengers movie than Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Because it balances the characters so well.
I love Bucky in it.
Bucky is so good in it. I mean, it goes without saying Peter Parker's first appearance in the MCU is God tier.
Yeah. And they do, like, this is the start of me liking Tony Stark again after not liking him in
That great revelation about his parents and with a soldier, tying that together.
Yeah, and like they make him the kind of like, he is kind of a bad guy.
Yeah.
But you still, like you feel for him at the same time.
One of the best action sequences, the fight in the airport.
Oh
just
my god!
Awesome,
Ant Man, just as Giant Man.
So good to see, and a great MCU villain. I think someone who's manipulating the people to fight.
Yep,
like just great.
Yeah.
Black Panther's first appearance. Like a lot goes on in this movie I think it honestly should be the official Avengers 2.
A lot of like, you know, and this is something that you don't really say about.
Why
many
did they do
Marvel
Avengers
movies?
Civil War instead of Captain? You know what I mean? Like such a this. It opens with like Tony Stark giving that speech at MIT. Like he's as big as character as Steve Rogers is.
Yeah,
in this.
Sure.
It's wild.
Also like, you know, the when we start to see like flair in terms of direction, like just very, very,
no, I think we saw that earlier. I think we saw that in like Guardians.
Sure.
I think
okay,
there's
yeah,
flair
sure.
in that.
But
I think there's
for
flair
like an Avengers-ish movie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like I just, even just like the font, the, how they like, they put the locations over the entire screen.
It was different. It was the
Russo. I really loved that.
Yeah, me too. You and I saw an early screening of that, weren't we? We're just fucking hyped.
We recorded a 2-hour episode about it.
It was the best.
And then talked about the next week with Steel.
Yeah. Best Spidey appearance.
Oh my God. Spidey. Yeah.
That goes without saying. Peter Parker's first MCU. That scene where it cuts to Queens and.
Oh my God.
It's the only introduction you need. He's like, I've seen your YouTube videos. You're Spider-Man. You're joining the team.
You're right. You know what?
Tony Stark's unreal in it, hitting on Marissa Tomei. Just it's so good.
Okay. I think you're right. You've talked me into it. Maybe this is a God tier one.
It's God tier. I actually think it's better. I think Winter Soldier's great, but I think this is a better movie. I'd watch this over Winter Soldier.
I think
just because I'm like, I get to see all those characters.
Yeah, sure.
It's got the Hawkeye rescue scene.
Yeah.
It's got Ant-Man getting big. It's got the Empire Strikes Back reference.
Of course.
It's got that scene where fucking Rhodey gets shot down. Like heavy shit.
Yeah.
It's such a better Avengers movie than it's a Captain America movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it should be a Captain America. It should be Avengers movie.
That's some good shit.
Yeah, all man.
Right. All right.
What was next?
Next Guardians is 2? Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it's an okay MCU movie.
I think it's a good MCU movie.
I liked who the villain.
Have you rewatched it a second time?
Yeah, I've seen it twice. I saw it the cinema.
I liked
and I've
it
seen
so
it.
Much more the second time.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, I would compare it to Ant-Man.
I prefer
Ant-Man too.
I prefer Scott Lang to Stephen Strange. I don't like Stephen Strange in the MCU. I haven't seen anything I like about him yet. I'm just like, why would I watch that when I can watch Iron Man? Do it better. Like, they've made him literally...
Magical Iron Man.
Yeah, he's quippy, he's expensive, he's this. We've seen it.
That's one of, like, the best things about Captain Marvel is that she's not fucking quippy.
She is.
But I mean, like, not... She hasn't got, like, a one-liner for everything like every other
character.
She
has a fair few. They're in a pocket.
I didn't notice it as much.
Yeah. No, she's got them.
But I feel like everyone's like, she doesn't have a personality. I'm like, no, she just doesn't do jokes all the time.
Yeah, but the other thing is, like, if a guy's quippy, it's cool. And when a girl does it, it's like, she should keep her mouth shut and respect them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People love it when Robert Downey Jr. is quippy. But when someone who is a girl does it, they're like, maybe she speaks a little too much. You know what I mean? That's shit.
I think Doctor Strange, it definitely felt like a big step back at the time. But I think it's like, you know, again, like you were saying that they've gotten much better at making these movies. So even though this feels like
he's so much better in Infinity War as a character.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I prefer that Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange as a movie feels like a big step back, like, you know, to phase one, I think this is just a much better, like more fun to watch movie in general. So I would still put this as a good MCU movie, even though it's, you know, not as good as most of the other ones. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, massive surprise for me.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I would say good movie. Brilliant. For this one. Yeah,
good, really good movie.
Love the intro with the ELO.
Kurt Russell, so good.
Kurt Russell's so ego. Yeah,
yeah.
And surprisingly,
Baby Groot,
moving.
I mean, Baby Groot actually works. Like in lesser hands, you would have been like, ugh, what a shit character.
Yeah,
but just done so well.
Teen
Rocket,
Groot.
A really good character.
Rocket's Yondu, so good.
Rocket and Yondu, MVPs.
Yeah, the scene with Yondu and the whistle arrow is like is so beautiful to look at and just so fun
but
and
But
cool.
Then bonding over like being mean and like why they're mean.
Yeah, I need to rewatch that one.
Yeah, maybe I'm the Rocket of Hey Fam.
Then we have Spider-Man Homecoming.
God-tier. We love that movie.
So much.
I haven't heard where the mic check dudes placed it. When they did the recent Spider-Man.
So our friends over at Total Reboot Podcast are doing
I love it.
Ranking all the Spider-Man movies.
It's so fun. It still has the best twist in a cinema for a Marvel movie.
Just that moment. Everyone's
probably
shocked.
Best villain, top three villains.
Yeah, definitely.
Michael Keaton.
I hope he returns.
Mask off. Michael Keaton too. Like he's barely in a costume. Like it's Michael Keaton, a blue collar villain.
He's good enough that I feel like he could just be in anyone's Marvel movie now. He doesn't. Like I hope
he's in the cast list for Far From Home.
Is he sick?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, he's so good. Everything about that movie, we've harked on it so much, but it's such a great movie. Tony Stark's awesome in that movie.
He's like, that was like for me, I'm like, oh no, I love Tony Stark.
John Favreau's probably best performance.
Yes,
in that movie, in the MCU.
Yeah, like the ending of that is
so
much
good.
Fun.
I love that movie so much. Tom Holland just sells.
Marissa Tomei's great.
Everyone's great. Yeah. And it fucked with the Spidey story, which was great.
Yep.
Different MJ, different Aunt May.
All the
you
school
know what I mean?
Stuff, the excursion they take, Martin
so
Starr.
It's so good.
Zendaya, it's
great.
It's just so much fun.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot of fun.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch that.
It's so fun to watch. And we've spoken about before. Oh, Donald Glover?
Of course, yeah.
But I love
Anil Buress.
Great
cast.
Love that it's set in the suburbs. Love also, that a lot of it's in suburbia.
And the Captain America.
The PSA test.
Yeah.
Hannibal Buress is playing that. Yeah,
I think he's a war criminal now.
I think this guy's a war criminal. Isn't this guy a war criminal or something? Fuck, it's so good.
And that was like one that we were worried about, remember? Because it's a partnership with Sony. And
the
like,
trailer was garbage.
Yeah, it just showed too much. We were like, oh, that's
but
the
then
whole
it
movie.
Didn't.
But then it was, it was actually...
It realized it didn't show too much.
So much, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a big movie. Love that movie. Can't wait for Far From Home.
Yeah, man. Just fun.
So yeah, that was like, this is like the 2017. So we had Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Thor Ragnarok by Taika Waititi on directing. And I was expecting to like Ragnarok the most, but I actually liked it the least.
I love Ragnarok, man.
But I still love it.
Yeah, I think it's good movie.
Good movie too.
To God tier.
Right.
Parts are to God tier. The soundtrack's so, one of the best scores in the MCU.
Yep.
By old mate from Devo.
Of course, Mark Mothersbaugh.
Mark Mothersbaugh. The fucking Thor and Loki's relationship so good, where he's just so like, good. Go and do it. And he's like, that one where he's like, go do this sore leg thing. And he's like, I've broken my leg. Help. Remember, no, help.
Yeah, yeah.
Help, I need help. Whatever it is when they're like going through their brotherly routines.
Yeah, yeah.
Korg, so good. There's so much I like about this movie. I love the space setting.
Yeah.
I love how sick it looks.
I think the ending fell a little bit flat for me, but yeah. The journey there I love.
Yeah.
I think this is like one of the most... The movies that's most responsible for shaping what the MCU is like now.
Yeah.
They like finally... No,
Guardians
worked.
I think is. And I think this...
I think this grew from Guardians and like... You just like... The way Thor handles himself now...
Yeah.
Like,
that's Star-Lord.
Yeah.
No, I think... yeah, for sure it is. It's a bit goofy and not really always 100% knowing what's going on.
Right.
I think Guardians has done a heaps more groundwork for modern Marvel than you probably give credit for.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not taking away from that.
The
yeah.
funny stuff. I think that's like, I think without Guardians, we'd never have Ragnarok.
You kind of have Ragnarok-ish hair.
I do at the moment. I look like I've been thrown
Jeff
into
Gold,
the... I showed up to the fucking hairdressers yesterday to get my cut because it is kind of long at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
it's like peroxide hair with like
it's Guy Fieri basically.
But then your hair's like
puffy,
two little like peaks either yeah. side, like almost devil hornish.
I showed up and he's like, "Yeah, it's next week." And I'm like, "Oh, how embarrassing!" So I was gonna be here with cool ass new hair.
Yeah, right.
Not
what are you
case.
Thinking?
I'm just going blonde again. It's my look
yondu
now.
Mohawk.
Well, yeah, blue face. what else?
See, Ragnarok, I would say good movie. You say good to God.
Good to God. Yeah, man, it's sick. It's so sick that fucking Taika Waititi got to make a Marvel. Like, we're at that point
now. I hope he gets to make many more.
We're at the point now where way better filmmakers are making these movies. Like, think of these last five movies we've mentioned.
Yeah.
And think of the first five MCU movies. Or especially yeah, the Phase 2 is the roughest.
Yeah, yeah, definitely agree. Black Panther is next.
Yeah.
Good to God.
It's, you know, it is a standard origin story.
Well, it's not really an origin because he's already Black Panther at first, but there are definitely some origin-y moments
yeah.
within it.
It rules, man. It looks like nothing else. A superhero movie never looked like that.
Yeah,
in terms
people
of like,
are so critical of the special effects in that movie.
Are they?
Yeah.
The end looks green-screeny when they're like fucking rhinos and shit.
I mean, obviously, it's green-screeny. But
yeah. I think it just looks more green-screeny than like Civil War and shit.
I love how different this movie feels just because Wakanda introduces so much new interesting tech.
Man, that's like, it. The tech, the look of it,
Shuri,
the costumes,
so
the
fun,
score.
Yeah.
Just looks different.
And
to
another
super...
great cast. I mean, I think...
It's weird that your favorite characters were Andy Serkis and the guy from The Office. I thought that was interesting. you couldn't stop raving about their performances. And we saw it. I was like, oh, that's
in particular, man. Martin.
He was actually really good, Bilbo. I was like, yeah, but what about...
Actually, he's originally in Civil War and he comes
yeah,
back for Black Panther.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same with everyone. Is
I wonder which
T'Challa.
MCU movie he'll be in next.
We don't know where he is now.
Fuck. Oh,
maybe
my
he'll
God.
Be in Endgame.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be wild if he's in Endgame.
Yeah, man.
Imagine if he still saves the day.
Hell yeah.
He's like, I'm Black Panther now.
him and Eric Selvig, all the white side characters, save the day.
Kat Dennings.
Yeah, yeah. Natalie Portman's back. Damn, that's wild.
Avengers Infinity War,
God tier.
Just like I think it's obviously, you know, you have to credit the first Avengers
it was
movie
actually
with
good.
Bringing all these characters together,
yeah.
But then just
now I watched that movie like five or six times and it's the best every time. It's the payoff. It's a reward for you for sticking with 20 movies. But it just works. It's so good.
Yeah.
Remember that dumb cunt review that came out? And they're like, oh, it's like watching the season finale of a TV series. And it's like, yeah. Like, because everyone watches the other ones, you idiot. Like, don't view it out of context. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't complain about it. Like, it's a fucking shared universe. Like, don't complain. And as a standalone movie, it works fine-ish. You know who's
yeah,
bad?
Yeah.
Best Marvel villain, Thanos.
Yeah, oh my God. I'm so excited
Josh
for
Josh Brolin, man.
I we're like weeks away from Endgame.
Josh Brolin is so good in it.
Do you reckon it'll live up to Infinity War?
I don't
sequel?
Want to think about it because I loved Infinity War so much. Yeah. And when I saw it, remember the next day I went to Japan where like, oh, you like marketing for movies?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how about this fucking tampon dispensary bin is like the shape of Groot. Like everything there. You know what I mean? Like, you know what they're like. They turn that shit up.
Yeah.
You want to smoke a cigarette? Well, it's Tony Stark's Iron Man suits cigarettes. Just dumb shit like that.
So next we have Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Good.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah, it's just fun. Like,
it improves on the original. It's just
tight
a really solid comedy. I watched this again on Friday.
It's the best chaser after Infinity War.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like the placement of that movie is so good because, and like, you need that movie.
The post-credits ties to Infinity War.
Oh, it's
War
so
really
good.
Fun.
Everyone, we're waiting for the whole movie to be like, when is this set? Like,
I think,
what's going on?
Yeah, Ghost is feels like a very, like, Phase 2 era
character.
Marvel villain, but...
Yep. But what Lawrence Fishburne saves that, I think, by being the guy who you find out was, like, good than bad.
Goliath,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I like that the cast is, like, older. Like, I like that it's Michelle Pfeiffer, him, Michael Douglas, out the car now.
Evangeline Lilly is given way much more to do in this movie.
She rules
really
it.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
And Paul Rudd, and especially the relationship with his daughter.
Michael Peña.
Yeah, Peña.
MV fucking people. Walton Goggins.
Goggins is so good in it, man.
Yeah, Walton Goggins rules. It's a sick... The cast for that movie... Oh, Tim Heidecker.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
And the dude who plays the FBI agent.
Oh, yeah.
He's my favorite in this.
It rules,
how do you do it, Scott?
It's so good. He's like, no, how do you do it?
The magic trick.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's and like the ending scene is actually like, it's a really great chase where
it's great. Again, a daytime chase.
Yeah.
And a great post credit scene.
Yeah.
Great post credit.
Yeah,
scene.
A really
good
movie. Yeah.
I think it's really good. I would watch that again.
And finally, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, really good.
Good movie.
Really
good. Movie,
good.
Yeah.
Again, origin-y.
Yeah, but I think in a way that very different.
Way more fun.
Way more twists. And
man, it's just fun. And so many links to Phase 1, more than you'd remember.
Yeah, totally. And again, like just...
Ben Mendo, top 3 villain. But not even villain. Top 3 MCU character.
Yeah, totally true. And I think Brie Larson...
Yeah, she ruled.
I'm so excited to see her in more Marvel movies.
Man,
and I think
Endgame.
It's a great... Yeah, of course.
So good.
Yeah.
What about Goose? Again, in lesser hands would be shit, but such a sick... Phenomenon.
Yeah, totally. And Nick Fury, man. It's just like...
Man, it's Sam Jackson's movie compared to out of all these other movies. That's my favorite, like, Nick Fury.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I love that he's, like, young and, like, doesn't... I don't know. I just love that he's such a prominent character. For once, he's not a side character.
It's so weird seeing some of the criticisms leveled at this movie that just seems so bizarrely...
I don't pay attention to, like, any critics anymore.
Smart.
Well, it's just dumb. Like, it's... You know, you can... It's like we're like, we got a robot to read 1,000 pages of Shakespeare to write. You know those things?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like, oh, we got like a thousand reviews. We got a bot to read reviews of Wonder Woman. And now we've got them to write Captain America, Marvel reviews.
Yeah, sure.
It's the same.
But yeah, people are just being like bizarrely critical of like, you know, oh, there's no character development for Captain Marvel in this movie.
Yes, there
like,
is.
So much. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I think like, you know, the weakest part of Captain Marvel is like, you know, some of the directing feels a little
TV.
Like TV feels like watching a TV show.
It doesn't have like a grand scale in all of it.
It feels like some parts of it just feel like a really big episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which
sure.
I appreciated because I like that show. I think Captain Marvel is definitely absolutely a good movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Above good MCU movie.
Yeah, definitely.
So we've gone through them all. Did you rank them all as well?
Yeah, dude.
So everyone listening, if you feel like it, the rules are you just think about those movies. You have 3 minutes to put them in order from best to worst in your opinion.
Yeah, I'm just firing up my doc.
I'm going to read mine out now.
What, 18, whatever, 20 to 1?
Yeah, like favorite. Like best to worst or worst to best? What do you want?
Worst to best.
Worst to best, okay.
Yeah,
so
it's more interesting.
Down the bottom, I've got Hulk.
Yeah.
Then I've got Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Then Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Then Thor.
Yeah.
Then Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Then Thor: The Dark World. So I reckon I'm the only person in existence that puts that movie that high.
But that's nice.
Then I've got Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Wow.
Ant-Man. Captain America. Ant-Man and the Wasp. So now we're past the halfway point, and we get to these are all like good movies from up here. We've got Avengers, Thor: Ragnarok, Guardians 2, Captain Marvel, Black Panther. And then my top five are Iron Man, Civil War, Winter Soldier, Infinity War, and Spider-Man Homecoming in the number one spot.
Yeah, sick. Sick.
He found yours,
yeah. All right. Hulk.
Yep.
Thor: The Dark World.
Uh-huh.
Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Age of Ultron.
Uh-huh.
Iron Man 2. Thor.
Yep.
Ant-Man.
Yep.
First Avenger. Captain America. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Iron Man 3. This is where it starts getting different for us.
Yeah.
Guardians 2. Captain Marvel.
Yep.
The Avengers. Ragnarok.
Uh-huh.
Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Yep.
Iron Man. And now my top five. Winter Soldier.
Yep.
Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
Civil War.
Yep.
Homecoming. Infinity War.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome.
It's kind of different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was way more different than I was expecting. Yeah. But look, long story short, there's tons of good movies in the MCU.
Yeah, they're sick. Yeah, that top 10 is dope. Yeah, that's sick. I'm just looking at that now. Damn, that was a long ass app. What are we talking?
We're talking like 90 minutes, our longest regular app of Hey Fam in a while. So, but if you want to hear more, we're going to be talking about our memories
of the internet.
We're singing Happy Birthday to the Internet, baby. And you can hear extra Hey Fam this week over at patreon.com/HeyFam. And $5 a month gets you one extra episode of Hey Fam every single week. And
it's so good.
Also, you get into the very cool Hey Fam Facebook group. In which Angus posts disgusting memes that get him banned often.
Quite regularly, in fact.
I just ask everybody for advice.
Like, oh, do you?
Like, well, what should I... Is this a good television show?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where should I read this manga?
Well, what app you're using the most.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we both use it differently. It's nice. We're very different people on the internet.
Yeah. I'm like nice and you're...
I'm nice. Like, everyone knows it's a joke. Like, it's the internet. Don't take anything... seriously on the internet ever.
patreon.com/heyfam. Let us know what your come let us know. We'll make a thread where everyone can rank the
your dad just
MCU
came up
movies.
As a suggested friend.
I had my dad on Facebook.
Only if he gets my name right. Will he know who it is?
Oh, how many times has he called you something else?
A lot. What he got it recently though. He was like, sorry, you're Angus.
What did he call you before that? Oh, he used to call you Tommy.
He used to think I was Tommy. So
I love that. That's great. Go dad.
It was... it's strange.
Thank you so much for listening. Again, it's patreon.com/heyfam.
Hell yeah.
And enjoy your morning.
Enjoy it. Hey! Bam! Bam!
Bam! Bam! This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.